Welcome to the Queensland Economy Watch special coronavirus edition. My name's Gene Tunney, coming to you from Spring Hill, Brisbane. On the line, I have Dr. Marcus Smith, Chief Economist of CCIQ. Marcus, great to be chatting with you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gene. Great to be back.
Excellent. Marcus, we've got a lot to catch up on. There's lots of news about the impact of coronavirus on the economy. Generally bad news. We saw the release of the new data from the US on filings for unemployment insurance. So in the last 6 weeks, I think it is, we've had in the US an additional 30 million people filing for unemployment insurance. Just absolutely extraordinary. And we've also seen some job seeker data, haven't we? We've got some information on that. And could we begin by just you providing us an overview of what's the general state of the economy now? How has the economy been impacted by all of these measures we're taking to address coronavirus, and just how bad are things going to be here in Australia and Queensland, please?
Yeah, well, it's definitely from all levels that of what I'm sitting on with the respect to the chambers, so talking to various industry groups in our federal chamber there, and all the local chambers across the state here, things are very bad. Business conditions are at the moment they're dreadful. There's a lot of pain out there, and it's also about the uncertainty of how businesses, if we do come out of this and when we eventually do, what the landscape's going to look like, whether they're going to be open, and how sluggish will conditions be, and for how long. So that uncertainty at the moment is compounding the difficulties that businesses are going through at the moment. The fiscal measures are starting to stimulatory and lifeline measures offered by the government. They have been well welcomed by businesses. They're still trying to obviously get through the bureaucracy of the process of and approvals and all of that. But that was always going to sort of take time to work through. At the moment, things are quite bad. And where they're going to go is the projections are there. I think we're looking, a lot of different projections at the moment. About 9.5% unemployment for this year. From what I'm reading too, they expect the June quarter to be obviously the worst, because it's capturing all of the lockdown activity. Hearing across different areas, those in tourism and hospitality, I mean, that sector's been hit very hard, and those regions like Cairns in particular is hurting, also the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast to some degree. The effects of this are going to go on for quite a while.
Absolutely. So just on the unemployment right, you've sent me there's a chart that has been prepared by ANZ Research. They're doing some great work at the moment in trying to quantify the impacts, and they've been looking at what must be the job seeker data. Is that correct? And they're showing that based on job seeker data, already we'd be at an unemployment rate of over 8.5%, getting towards 9%. Is that a correct interpretation of those figures?
Yeah, that's certainly how I read it. So they're also very highly correlated, as you can see there, within the ABS unemployment rate and the unemployment benefit rate. So having a look at that and that spike from around 5.1 to over 8.5, it's quite significant. So we can really expect to see that unemployment rate start to tick up, over the next few months.
Okay, so our good friend up in Mission Beach, Pete Faulkner of CONUS, Consulting. He's produced some of his own forecasts of impacts on unemployment rate, and he's got Australia by June 2020 getting up to 11.9%, so around 12%, so that's higher than the Australian Treasury forecast, which if I remember correctly is about 10%. Queensland he's got at 12.4%, so we'd expect Queensland to be higher given, well, we have all the, you know, disproportionately more tourism, so we're more reliant on tourism than some other places. And some of these regional numbers are just really shocking. So Cairns, 16% unemployment rate. Gold Coast, 15.3%. Sunshine Coast, 14.3%. Townsville, 13.9%. So we've got all of these double-digit unemployment rates across Queensland's regions. Just absolutely, it's shocking to think about. I mean, I think he's on the right track. I think it's going to be, it will be double-digit unemployment in many of our regions, across the whole state too. Do you have any?
Certainly.
Do you have any views on Pete's estimates? Have you looked at them, Marcus?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, certainly. We've been talking about, I've been talking to Pete quite often lately about what's going, what he expects to see happening in the regions up there, and certainly those numbers. I mean, up in those regions, especially particularly Cairns, has been hit very hard, and we're hearing from the chamber there, the businesses, it's on the ground. It's mayhem. There's business confidence, the spending levels are that low. It's tragic. You're having a look at this. They start to taper down a little bit by the end of the year, but they're still going to be significantly higher than where they're sitting at the moment. So it's going to be it's going to be a very difficult year, and I think we can sort of expect that to happen. We're just very fortunate with the with the JobKeeper that we're going to be able to keep that rate relatively lower than what it would be without that measure in place.
Yes, good point. So everyone's getting ready for JobKeeper at the moment. I know that. I think next week is the critical dates for JobKeeper are next week. Is that correct? Have you been looking into it, Marcus?
Yes, we've been looking into it. So you have to have made the payment. When was it? There's been an extension to that as well. They obviously had to move on that because it's a very quickly evolving thing. Obviously, when they bring the policy out, and then they have to try and iron it out, and they have moved on that because businesses showed a fair bit of consternation and weren't too happy about, if their businesses have been closed, how are they going, and they've got no cash flow whatsoever, how are they going to fund, a month of wages when they've got no cash flow to do it? So they've extended that as well, till May,
so this is
when the payments start to come in.
Yep, so for clarity, this is a month's of wages. That's if you haven't had them, you haven't paid them anything yet, is it? Because, I mean, what might happen, like there are some employers who they'll have to top up the wages of existing workers. Like they may have paid them a certain amount a fortnight, but that's under the $1,500. And then what you've got to do, based on conversations with my accountant, is you've got to go and top that up to the 1500. I think that's the case, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
So essentially, it's going to cover that April. But as the payments aren't going to start coming into now. Our businesses, we've been sort of racing around trying to get some money from to be able to pay our staff, my partner's business. We've had to go and get a facility from the bank, a loan for that. Waiting for those payments to come through. And there's also, you know, there's been the issue that, you know, CCIQ has been, you know, advocating to try and remove the payroll tax obligations, you know, on the payment. So, you know, that will be an evolving issue going forward as well.
Right. Marcus, can I ask, how have the banks been? Has it been relatively easy to secure that finance, or have we heard that it's very difficult for businesses to get that finance?
I'd hear, from what I'm hearing with the banks, they have been off their feet. You know, they working incredible hours trying to process everything, you know, everything that's coming in. You know, that's what I'm hearing. You know, obviously the federal guarantee behind the concessional loans has probably made things a lot easier than what they would have been otherwise, you know. But I have heard that they have been, you know, off their feet running around trying to you know, to get processes settled.
Okay. Marcus, what we might chat about now and is the impact of the economy, all of the economic downturn, recession / mini depression, the impact on state and territory budgets, particularly Queensland's budget. ANZ Research, again, well done to ANZ Research. They're putting out some great stuff. They've produced some estimates of the impact on or the deterioration of state and territory budgets. And so since the last budget update, and so if we look at the chart they have for Queensland, for the Queensland General Government net operating balance, now for 2019-20, so the financial year, I think the Queensland Treasury was forecasting a very slim net operating balance. So this is the balance on the operating activities of the government of around $150 million. And if we look at the ANZ estimate, they've got that net operating balance estimated now at, looks like about $4.2 billion in deficit. Just an extraordinary turnaround. Was I eyeballing that right?
Yep, certainly. And then, you know, coming up for the 2021 financial year, it's looking like about $4.1 billion. You know, backing it up. So, yeah, things have certainly turned, and you know, the ANZ here talked about what they expect the, you know, the amount of treasuries being issued by the states. They don't seem to think there's going to be a problem just at this stage with the RBA's bond buying program. I mean, debt is going to rise quite significantly. You know, with the amount of money that's been thrown at the COVID-19 crisis, and when you compare it at the GFC, it's significantly higher. That going forward, there's certainly going to be a deterioration in the budget there. You know, so you're going to have hits to you know, not with just with the payments, but with, you know, payroll taxes coming down, gambling taxes, you know, the discussion we've had before, GST payments coming down. You know, it's a recipe for, I can see why we're going to give the budget a miss this year.
That's right. They will have to release it eventually. Federal budget's coming out in October, isn't it? So the state government will have to produce some sort of update. I mean, hopefully we've got a much better sense of where things are. Of course, we're subject to radical uncertainty, and which is something I chatted with John Kay about on my Economics Explained podcast last Friday, and Pete in his post on his unemployment rate estimates was kind enough to refer to that. The fact is, yeah, this is one of those situations where there is that radical uncertainty and it's almost impossible to forecast at the moment.
Yep, very true.
Yeah, so full credit to ANZ for coming up with some forecasts. So despite all of this radical uncertainty. Okay, finally, Marcus, you would have seen the story this morning on the public service hiring freeze in Queensland. What are your thoughts on that freeze?
Well, certainly. I think it's certainly warranted in these times. I think when everyone sort of, we're all going to have to take a haircut. I think it's the public service also have to play, their role as well. These things, the frontline workers are doing an extraordinary job. With respect to our nurses and our teachers and their emergency services, they've really performed extremely well under challenging circumstances, and it's all great. But at the moment, I think it's a good idea. So I work for the state government when Campbell Newman came in, and there was a freeze there too, and a hiring freeze. So these are extraordinary times that we're in at the moment.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, I should have mentioned you're in the middle of preparing the report for the March quarter pulse survey. So we'll get a sense of where businesses were at, what they were thinking in March. I mean, it could be worse in April, but at least we'll get a read of what's happening in March. Are you able to say anything about how that's going, Marcus, or do you need to keep it under wraps?
Pretty much we have to keep the detail in wraps. So with respect to the report, we'll see not only March but also the June quarter. So we have been sort of talking about what these indicators, these other economic indicators and ANZ reports are showing, over the next few months are probably going to be the toughest ones. So that'll be out in 2 weeks. I think everyone sort of understands that things are very difficult out there at the moment. In 2 weeks' time is when we're looking to have the pulse released.
Okay, very good. Do we miss anything, Marcus? Anything else we should cover in this update?
No, I think that's we've pretty much sort of been over it all. I think we're seeing. It's tough times, and I can't stress enough how difficult businesses are doing it at the moment, small businesses in particular. So it's great to catch up and to chat about how things are going. So any time in the future, Gene, I'm sure we'll chat when the pulse comes out.
Oh, absolutely.
In a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. I should have mentioned we've got the social distancing, or the restrictions are being lifted slightly this weekend, aren't they? So we'll be able to go for drives up to 50 kilometres. We're going to have picnics with three people or whatever it is. So there's some relaxation. And I saw earlier Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said he's keen to give Australians an early mark to relax restrictions perhaps earlier than we expected, which would be great news because they have caused a lot of economic damage. That is for sure.
Certainly.
Dr. Mark.
They've been talking. I've been following. Adam's been a bit vocal in The Australian about, and also talking to Ellen Jones. I saw that the other night about the damage and, comparing, our economy to, over in Sweden and that, where they haven't pretty much shut their economy down, and they also performed, fairly well through it. So. It's that contentious whether the social benefits are going to outweigh the economic cost. It's going to be one of those things I'm sure we'll be discussing a lot in future.
Yes. I mean, my personal view is that they really didn't have much choice. We couldn't let this get out of control as it has in the US or Italy. I don't think that was something we could tolerate. In this country, of course, you give the example of Sweden. So, yes, we have to see how that plays out and whether, I mean, upon reflection, they may regret their decisions in the future. So, yes, there'll be a big assessment of how all of these different approaches have worked out. Okay.
Certainly will.
Dr. Marcus Smith, Chief Economist of CCIQ, thanks for joining me. I look forward to chatting with you in the future.
Thanks for having me, Gene. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure, Marcus.